There was once a boy named Shmuley who lived in a small Jewish village called a shtetl in Eastern Europe. Shmuley and his mother lived on the edge of the shtetl in a small little wooden house. Now, Shmuley would love to have gone to school to learn how to read the holy books and to read and write Hebrew and to study Talmud and Torah, but they were very, very poor, and Shmuley had to go to work every day just to put food on the table. Now, Shmuley's house, every time he had to go to work, he had to pass the rabbi's house. The rabbi's house was in the center of the village, next to the synagogue or the shul. And usually, when Shmuley passed by the rabbi's house, the rabbi's daughter would be sitting on the porch, knitting or sewing. Shmuley always waved and smiled at the rabbi's daughter, but she never smiled, and she never waved back. Now, on Monday, Shmuley went to work for Moshe, the tailor. He swept up the floor, he picked up the pins, he wrapped up the bolts of fabric and put them neatly back on the shelf. And when he was done, Moshe said, "Shmuley, you do good work. For your pay today, I'm going to give you a kopek." He handed Shmuley a coin, a copper coin, and Shmuley took it in his hand. He said, "Oh, thank you. With this coin, my mother can buy a trout or a carp and make a fillet of fish." And he began going home. Now, he had to pass over a bridge in order to get to his house. And as he crossed that bridge, he turned around and looked to see if the rabbi's daughter was on her porch. And all of a sudden, he tripped, and that coin flew up into the air and down into the stream. Shmuley watched it disappear. And when he got home, his mother said, "Shmuley, did you get paid today?" And Shmuley said, "Yes. Moshe the tailor gave me a kopek." "Well, no, can I see it?" she said. And Shmuley said, "Well, when I crossed the bridge, I stumbled and the coin flew into the water." Shmuley's mother put her head to her forehead and said, "Oy vey, Shmuley, you've got a lachen cup. Oh no, Shmuley, you've got a hole in your head." You can say that with me if you'd like to. "Oy vey, Shmuley, you've got a lachen cup." You can say that with a little the next time I say it. Now, don't you know that if someone gives you a kopek, you should put it in your pocket to keep it safe? "Oh, that's a good idea," said Shmuley. "I'll do that the next time." Shmuley was a good boy, and I didn't tell you that he was a good boy and he always did everything his mother told him to do. But Shmuley was a little bit of a schlemiel, a little bit of a goofball, a simpleton. And some people said that Shmuley was one candle short of a Hanukkah menorah. But he was a good boy, and he did everything his mother told him to do. Well, on Tuesday, he went to work for Nachman, the goat farmer. Now, he fixed the fence, and he swept up all the dreck, all the poop on the goat pen, and he fed the goats. And when he was done, Nachman said, "Shmuley, for your pay today, I'm going to give you this bucket of milk." And Shmuley said, "Oh, that's really wonderful. With this bucket of milk, my mother can make cheese to go with onions and dill pickles." And so he left the farmyard, and as he left, he remembered what his mother said. And so very carefully, he took that bucket of milk and very carefully poured it into his pocket. And it splashed all over his clothes and down his underwear and down his pants into his sock. And when he got home, he was kind of a sopping mess. And his mother said, "Shmuley, did you get paid today?" "Oh, yes, Nachman, the goat farmer, he gave me a bucket of milk." "No, where is it?" "Well, I did what you told me to do, Mom. I put it in my pocket, but I must have had a hole in my pocket because it went down to my shoe." "Oy vey, Shmuley, you've got a lachen cup. Don't you know, if somebody gives you a bucket of milk, you put it on your head to balance it, and you hold it with one hand to keep it steady." "That's a good idea," said Shmuley. "I'll do that the next time." Well, on Wednesday, Shmuley went to work for Yenta, the matchmaker. Now, while he was working, Yenta was making schmaltz. She took fat from some chickens that she was cooking, and she put it into a frying pan. And she cut up some onions and some salt and pepper, and she cooked all that fat until it was nice and clear. Then she poured it into a jar and set it on a block of ice to keep it cold and make it solid. And while she was making the schmaltz, Shmuley was working outside. He was washing her windows. He was raking the yard. He was fixing her fence. And when he was done, Yenta said, "Shmuley, you do really good work." He was a hard worker. "Shmuley, I'm going to give you some of the schmaltz to take home to your mama." Oh, Shmuley loved schmaltz. He could smear it on his bagel for dinner tonight. So Shmuley took the schmaltz, and Yenta had wrapped it into a cloth, and Shmuley left her house, and he remembered what his mother told him, and so very carefully he put that schmaltz, that packet of schmaltz, on his forehead and held it very carefully with one hand. It was a hot day, and the sun was beating down, kind of like outside today, and that schmaltz started to melt and into Shmuley's eyes and ears and down through his sleeve and into his armpit. When he got home, he was kind of an oily, greasy mess. His mother said, "Shmuley, looking at that cloth on his head, did you get paid today?" "Oh, yes. Yenta the matchmaker, she gave me the schmaltz." "Where is it?" asked his mother. "Well, I did what you told me to do, Mother. I put it on my head, and I held it with one hand, but somehow it melted all over my clothes." "Oy vey, Shmuley, you've got a Lachen cup. Don't you know, if someone gives you schmaltz, you're supposed to dip it in the stream to keep it nice and cold so it won't melt." "Oh, that's a good idea," said Shmuley. "I'll do that the next time." So the next day, which was Thursday, Shmuley went to work for Joseph, the chicken man. He collected all the eggs. He fed the chickens. He put fresh straw under the chickens. And when he was done, Joseph said, "Oh, Shmuley, you did good work today. I'm going to give you this chicken for Shabbos dinner, for Friday night dinner tomorrow night." And Shmuley said, "Oh, it's been a long time since we've had chicken, a roast chicken for Shabbos dinner. Thank you very much." And as he left the farmyard, of course, he remembered what his mother said. And when he got to the bridge, he started to dunk that poor chicken in the water. He swished it back and forth and back and forth, and that poor chicken squawked and flapped its wings. And when it was done, it was half dead. When Shmuley got home, he handed that chicken to his mom and said, "Here's what I got paid today, Mama." And his mama said, Shmuley, is this what you got paid? Don't you know with a chicken you're you know what? Never mind. You're driving me crazy. You're making me meshuggah. If somebody gives you a pay tomorrow, don't put it in your pocket. Don't put it on your head. Don't drown it in the river. If somebody pays you tomorrow, just carry it home on your shoulder." "That's a good idea, Mama. I'll do that tomorrow." Well, the next day, which was Friday, Shmuley went to work for Tevye the dairyman. And he cleaned all the milk cans. He milked the cows. He gave them fresh straw and grain to eat. And when he was done, Tevye said, "Shmuley, you do really good work. You're a hard worker. I'm going to give you this old cow for you to take home. It doesn't give much milk, but it's enough for you and your mama, and you'll be fine." Oh, Shmuley said, "Thank you." He loved fresh milk. And so he began to lead that cow out of the farmyard. And as soon as he did, he remembered what his mama said. And so very carefully, he lifted up the one leg of that cow and put it over his shoulder. And then he picked up the other leg of the cow and put it over the other shoulder. And he dragged it home. And the poor cow had his head on top of his head and was drooling and dripping down into his eyes and ears and mouth. And every once in a while, the cow would give him a punch in the tush as he's walking along. And it just so happened that the rabbi's daughter was sitting on the porch. And she looked up because she could hear the cow mooing. She looked, and there was Shmuley. And at first she kind of stared, and then she smiled, and then she started to giggle, and then she started to laugh so hard that tears were flowing down her cheeks. The rabbi heard her laughing, and he came out of the house and said, "What's wrong? What happened? What's the matter?" And the rabbi's daughter could barely speak. She just said, "It's Shmuley." The rabbi ran up to Shmuley and said, "Shmuley," just as that cow gave him another punch in the tush, "Shmuley, stop. Put that cow down. Put that cow down and listen to me. You have made my daughter laugh. She has not smiled since her mother died. I want you to come back tomorrow after Shabbos, and I'm going to fill that Lachan cup of yours with learning. And so every day after that, Shmuley came to the rabbi's house, and he learned to read Hebrew, and he learned how to study the Torah and the Talmud. And every day when he came to the rabbi's house, he smiled at the rabbi's daughter, and she smiled back. And in time, Shmuley became a scholar. He became learned and wise. And when they grew up, Shmuley and the rabbi's daughter got married. And they lived, as we all should, in peace and prosperity all the days of their life.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.